Hour number two on Wednesdays is always very busy as well, as we talk county government and finance with our good friend, County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Did you survive Ellettsville Fall Fest? Oh, the Margaret is here. That's right, exactly
good
right.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
Ellettsville Fall Festival, good times? Was it hot enough for you? My goodness.
It was so hot. That parade was so hot. But you know what? And the tent, oh my goodness, it was so hot. But it was so much better than rain. So I think we were happy to see that it wasn't raining on us. And of course, right now we have the Steinsville Festival coming up, so.
Margaret, I never saw pictures in the newspaper so many umbrellas. It was a bright, sunshiny day because everybody was using it to get out of the sunshine.
I have this marvelous red and white umbrella that I don't think I could survive these parades without them. I really, really appreciate that big umbrella. And you know what? Ladies used to carry parasols, so if we carry our umbrella,
bumper shoots, parasols, that's exactly right.
Makes a lot of sense.
I'm going to look up a parasol for you.
The WGCL fashion consultant, Margaret Fetty, will make sure that's taken care of for you.
I wanted to say something this morning. I think it's going to make Margaret pretty happy.
Oh, let me get my pen and my paper. Go ahead.
Well, you know, in the past you have said, well, if they want to build that, you know, onto those convention center and some buildings around there, why don't they sell off some of their other properties? Remember
yes.
you saying that,
yes,
Mark?
I do.
So anyway, this was a part of the discussion that I've had with some of the other county council members saying, look, when you look at the map and seeing where they plan these buildings to go, there's other properties that the county has paid for with the food and beverage tax. It was with the tax. No, pardon me.
Don't say that. That's not. Don't say that.
Got it with was paid for with innkeeper's tax. That's the tax on visitors.
Right.
And so we have these other properties. So if it's not going to be used to build right now, then why not leverage that in some fashion to do this? Because then my goal is, and I love the fact they want to grow business downtown, but my goal is that the people in Steinsville and Harrodsburg and, you know, all around Smithville, Unionville, that they're not paying for growth of jobs in downtown Bloomington. The appropriate financial vehicle for that is that huge tax increment finance area that the city of Bloomington put in place that covers so much of Bloomington. And they're capturing all of that tax going into one pot of money that's supposed to be there to grow jobs.
That's right.
Perfect way to use it. And that's the reason why I don't want them, the city, coming to the county and saying, no, we can't use very much of that. I want somebody that is just looking out for us to look at their tax increment finance dollars and projections to show us that they could do it if they wanted to. Because I understand the city wants this property to grow because it's going to help them.
Of course.
I also understand they would like for somebody else to pay for it. But that
you always want somebody else to pay for it, don't you?
Well, I would love to have a new car. Who wants to pay for my new car?
Yeah. I have a few things I need bought too, Marty.
But your new car doesn't benefit all of us, Marty, and that's part of the argument there, right?
Well, the argument here is, yes, that the growth of the convention center and exhibition hall and breakout rooms and so forth, that is a wonderful thing, and the reason why it's planned for downtown is to keep visitors downtown so that they will come to the downtown shop to keep downtown viable and alive, and I really want that to happen. That's the reason why I supported the convention center to be put in place in the first place, and I was one of the things I'm the most proud of having voted on was, okay, let's use the visitor tax, that innkeeper's tax, and purchase this building and pay for the rehabilitation of it and the maintenance of it. And not one cent of local tax dollars has gone into that whole convention center operation, not one penny. And even the additional properties and the Convention and Visitors Bureau, it's all paid for out of that visitor's tax. So when people complain about the convention center thinking their dollars are going to it, the only way that's happening is if they're spending the night in our motels and hotels around here. But if they have out-of-town visitors and they spend the night in the hotel, well, then they're helping to pay for that. And to the point that we could expand that, and the state would have to allow us to do it, but other counties that have convention centers have a higher innkeeper's tax. Now, we really cannot control what our hotels are going to charge per night for these high-demand weekends, but that should not be the county's problem, what the hotels plan to charge. If the hotels want to see this expansion, if the downtown Bloomington wants to see this expansion, then we need to look under every rock for dollars for that expansion.
So are you suggesting that are you suggesting the innkeeper's tax not be raised to the full amount to cover everything, but raised an amount to help cover everything?
Oh, right. There's no way the innkeeper's tax will cover everything.
Okay, I wanted to make that clear.
No, I can't. It's impossible.
It's a math game. It doesn't work. Mick Ranheisen told us about that on Thursday. I didn't want people to misinterpret that. Why is Marty saying it could pay for it all and Mick saying it can't? No, they want a portion of it to increase to help out with it.
Right.
Absolutely. And then the city needs to, rather than just going and signing a resolution saying they support the county council to raise the food and beverage tax, I want to hear from them. They support taking money out of their tip and paying for it. I mean,
Marty,
absolutely.
I don't know, maybe I'm really off base on this, but I think that the county owns property that could be sold, that could be put towards this. I think the city's got a TIF district that this is supposed to be
Margaret,
what that money's going for.
There you go.
And then you've got the innkeeper's tax that you could raise. Between those three things, you're telling me that there is no way that this could substantially help have this happen.
And in addition to which, and I would want to take another look at it, but there is something called the CRE, the Community Revitalization Economic District. And so I don't know how many dollars are left in that and how, I would have studied that all over again to see whether that would assist as well. But there are other ways that we can do that. And if we put all of those dollars together.
Exactly.
If we still can't do it by putting all those dollars together, then perhaps our dream, it is not ready to be fulfilled.
Why
right
won't
now
we put all those dollars together on a piece of paper and say, here's how we could do it and see what those numbers come up with? Is there a blowback to that? Is it just, what's the problem?
Thank you. That's exactly what we're hoping to see, because what the information we get from the city, if they don't want to put in the money from the TIP, why are they going to give us an option that says, yes, they've got a big pot of money they can go to? That's the reason why we need to have someone who doesn't have any skin in the game at all and put together options to see what we can or cannot do. I absolutely applaud the city for wanting to have this. I want to have it as long as it's attractive. That's one of the things that Shelley Yoder was concerned about. She just didn't really like the way the picture looked like it was all these big boxes. But I really believe that was just trying to show us where the buildings would be. But right now, you're not seeing 100% support from the county council and from the county commissioners to move forward with the food and beverage tax.
You suggested bringing in a financial advisor. That's what it said in today's HT. Tell us what you meant by that. Or a financial planner or a financial... Exactly. Clear this up for me.
Right. Well, first of all, I don't want to spend a lot of money doing this. What I really believe should have happened was the county should have come to the county council before they got everybody worked up again on this whole thing and said, look, if this turns out to be required food and beverage, do you support it? People could have said yes or no before all of the community leaders worked so hard to put these numbers together. Wouldn't that be something if if at the end of the day they don't have the support for that. It just seems to me that that should, just like if you decide you're going to buy a new house, what do? First, you just go out and look at any new house you want, or do you figure out what you can afford?
Depending on who you ask.
And I'd love to go and look at that.
Backwards. This is way backwards to me. You find out, here's our pots of money, here's what we can afford, let's go see what we can do with that. So this does seem way backwards to me. However, I know there's so many people that really want this downtown, and I would like to see it happen too. So let's see how we can do it without asking the entire county citizens to pay the price for something that, that benefits downtown Bloomington. Now, we have to have a good and healthy downtown Bloomington in order for us to grow jobs throughout the county when we're trying to get employers to come into to Monroe County, because they don't want to come to a county that has a dying downtown. And I understand that. I get that. That's the reason why I supported the convention center back, you know, 25 years ago or however long it was. But I would not say that we could look at downtown as being completely dying right now. However, I do believe our downtown shops need shoppers. We need more than just restaurants.
You wanted an equal payment plan for all, just not having one entity do the heavy lifting.
Right. Now, and the other thing is, well, I've had some inkling that some people are saying, well, let's just sign over all of our property and give it all to Bloomington or whatever. Well, no. We put in place, the county council put in place 25 years ago, we added on to that innkeeper's tax in order to, and we told the public, the very worst thing can happen is we will buy this property and it will belong to the county. And so if it's not successful, we've had a building paid for. This building is paid for. The other property is being paid for out of a tax that was imposed by the county. Why would we sign it all over to the city? Hello. Why would we do that? That belongs to the people of Monroe County.
The other issue, Marty Hawk is our guest this morning.
Well, unless they wanted to pay for it.
Well, the other issue is to pay for it. Is there more than one reason why the food and beverage tax hasn't already been enacted here? This has been hovering for 9 years.
The community doesn't support it.
The community does not support it. That is an absolute fact. Now,
could you use the food and beverage tax only to build this convention center and then once it's paid for, remove it? Because we always take taxes away once we enact them, right? Could it be a temporary stopgap measure, or does it just not work that way?
We already have one of the highest, we have highest amount of people paying for their housing in Bloomington, pay the highest amount in the entire state. And then we want to go in and institutionalize something like this, an additional tax on them. Like we haven't already just given him, what, three new taxes in the last year and a half?
Here's what I wanted to add. If you'll recall, there was a big push for us through the public safety tax, and we did, and as soon as we got that through, voila, the city said, okay, I'm coming out, and I'm going to annex all of this ground all the way around, which would have then absolutely taken a lot of the 1% tax for the public safety tax, and we were absolutely scrambling. How are we going to provide the jail costs and all these other costs that we had to provide to operate county government? How are we going to do that? The city was going to end up with the revenue. And so that's when we came up with, and I was doing the research, and I said, well, here's the way we could cover some of the bridge costs. Because the county has to cover the bridges in city, out of the city, whatever. And this was for the major bridge fund. So that is a new tax that's going on this year. And we had already put on the public safety tax. Tell me why we would go to the public and say, please pay more money for your food because we want to build, grow our convention center downtown. I think it's tough. And the hard part about this is when it was a night of great celebration, because that's when Cooks came to us with this great opportunity to grow all these jobs out here on the west side. And by the way, that $5 million they're asking for in assistance to from that TIF to do that remake of the outside of the building and the parking lot and everything, they're actually going to be the ones paying it because of the way it's set up. And we'll talk about that at length another time. I think we're about out of time here fairly soon. But it really will come out of Cook's pocket to do this and be then reimbursed
because of the additional taxes. Because the additional right. taxes they'll be paying.
Right. Right. So it is not that it's going to hurt the school. I know that there are some who thought it would come out of that STEM program for Richland Bean Blossom School, but that should not be touched with this at all because it's going to be separate and aside from that dollar amount. So, but anyway, that was a night of celebration, and we're so grateful for Cooks to bring all those jobs and put all of that effort to here in Monroe County because they can pick up that money and that they're getting out of selling that other plant. They could take that any place in the world. And any other community would say, what can we do? Let's paper your ground. Let's, you know, you do whatever. Bring us jobs. And so I'm grateful we can support that. And I know they want this convention center growth. And so it's hard to have to say, can't support local taxes for this. Now, if the city would be forthcoming and say, we'll use this growth in our downtown TIF, just like we use the growth in the TIF out on the west side to assist with Cooks, if the city would say we're going to use our growth in our TIF downtown to grow this convention center, well then, okay, fine. We could put this together if they would.
When is the next step in this process? What is the next step? When does it take place? Is it something that, what's the timeline, I guess?
Well, that's interesting. What I'm hoping to see is that the city will prepare what they believe is a good financial package. And the county council will have someone that can review for us and say, here's where I think we could change these numbers around.
Are you working together or are you working, they send you a package, you send it back with your changes, they send it back to you, or are you sitting down at the same table and hammering this out together?
Well, wouldn't that be interesting? What
wouldn't that be nice
so far,
if that ever happened?
I mean, I'm not being a wise... You know what here, but that's not how it works?
Well, actually, when you negotiate back and forth, you usually try to figure out from how you're going to do that negotiation. And right now, of course, we're still in the midst of, you know, the lawsuit about the annexation. So I'm not sure how well everybody sits down and works together when we know that if they would say go ahead and do the food and beverage, and if they did, that last study showed that if the city comes out and annexes what they were talking about, they would receive, I think the county would lose, what, about $400,000, I think that report said. So, I mean, of course they're in a hurry for us to do this. So if they win the annexation lawsuit, then they have all this extra money. Sorry if that seems cynical, but
no.
So much has happened in the past year. You cannot have your blinders on with this.
Well, and people just, again, I'm trying to ask the questions people, I think, listening at home would ask. So why can't you just get together and work this out? Why can't you just sit at the same table and trade ideas?
Well,
if this is such a big deal and this is such a wonderful can't-miss opportunity, why are we putting up all these other barriers to get to it? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that.
Well, and if we really want to make this work, and if the majority says we're not going to support a food and beverage tax, what are the other options? And that is something that should have been worked out before all of these the commission put together to do that. It just seems to me you work out the funding first. It seems to me that the county commissioner who did support this put together this commission. They worked their tails off putting all this stuff together. And I don't know, did Commissioner Stovers think it'd just be a fait accompli if they did all of this? We'd have to do it?
Yeah.
So it felt that way.
Well, now, that seems like how most of the things go when we talk to you. It's this is what we're going to do, and then we'll pay for it later. I don't think that's any different than most of anything we talk about on here.
Well, and we will, we'll find out. It may very well end up having 4 votes on the county council to do it. It's not. I'll be happy to support it if the city puts in dollars, and if we can bring in dollars that will not be a new local tax on folks. I'll be happy to take a look at it. But my district would not be happy one little bit if I put in place that for them to pay food and beverage tax to send the money into Bloomington.
All right, Marty, good job as always. And we know this story isn't going anywhere, and we appreciate any and all updates. We will get to the Cook GE plant next week just to make sure we're caught up on all of that. And, we'll do it again next Wednesday.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.